Big changes are now in effect for Ontario's recycling system, and that includes here in Wellington County. As of July 1st, the county is no longer managing curbside recycling collection. That responsibility has officially shifted to the producers of printed paper and packaging under a new province-wide system known as the Blue Box Transition. Das Saligo, manager of solid waste services for Wellington County, was on the Grand at 101's Swap Talk earlier this week to explain what that means.
The producers, those folks that make the products, that make the containers, the bottles that go in your blue box, they are now paying the full cost to have recycling done here in Wellington County, which means that Wellington County taxpayers no longer foot the bill. We saved about $2 million from off the tax bill, and those producers are paying that full cost. So they're now paying a company to come around and pick up your blue box. It happens to be the same company that we were previously hiring. So the average resident will notice virtually no change. They shouldn't notice any change.
For residents, not much will look different, at least for now. Collection days and sorting rules stay the same. But if you have a question or issue, there's a new contact.
They still put out their blue boxes on the same day. The same contents still go in it. The one difference is that if your blue box is missed or if you had some questions, in the past you would have contacted the county. Now we suggest that you contact the contractor directly, and that contact information is on our website. There's a new email address as well as a phone number that we recommend residents use to contact Waste Management, the company picking up your blue box, for anything related to recycling.
With this transition, however, businesses were left out of the new producer-led model, but Wellington County Council stepped in, voting to keep curbside recycling going for businesses and institutions in 14 Wellington County downtown areas, helping maintain continuity for main streets and storefronts.
When the province made this change to transition the blue box programs for all these communities to producer responsibility, they essentially left the businesses out of the mix. So businesses would have lost all recycling services had county council not chosen to close that gap in services, because I think they fully understood that businesses have enjoyed access to recycling services for many years that the county provided. And so council decided to pay for a special collection service that goes around to the 14 biggest downtowns that we have in the county and collects from those areas. So if you're a business and you've been still putting out your blue box, you may be wondering why the past 2 months no one's been picking it up. It's because you now have to register online and get a rolling cart, and you can still enjoy recycling services, but it's now through this separate program.
Another change, these downtown businesses have begun using new recycling carts as part of the transition.
The contractor, when we asked for quotes to provide the service to downtowns, they came back with a proposal to use the rolling carts, and they would use specialized trucks to lift up those carts and dump them into the truck.
For businesses outside those designated downtown zones, recycling drop-off is still available for free, but you need to register your business name on the county's website to access that exemption at local waste facilities. As a final reminder, this change only affects recycling. Green waste and garbage collection will continue to be handled by Wellington County as usual. I'm Paul Harriet, reporting for the Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.